Today, I want to share few activities that may change your life if done consistently. There are few ways by which you can live a fulfilling life. First and foremost, the most important thing is your body, where you reside, and it's your responsibility to take care of it. You can take care by exercising regularly. You can take care of it by eating healthy diet. Just pay attention to your body, and that will lead to a more fulfilling life. Now, scientific study has shown that how exercise benefits our body. It's not about getting stronger physically, but it makes you stronger mentally. It makes us resilient and therefore help us to fight the difficult situations and face different challenges in the life. Exercise also helps to reduce stress, and exercise can be anything, whether you just do yoga or do stretching for 20 minutes, or you go for a walk to the nearby park, anything. It could be anything. Exercise simply makes us move our body, for which our body is actually made for. Thus, exercise not only makes your body strong, but it helps to fight through the stress, fight through all the different things which is making you upset. And always try to do some exercise which releases sweat. Body of humans are made to work, not to sit in some corner of the room and enjoy the delicacies and watching television shows or sitting on an office for such a long period of time. Our body is made to work. And in this present era, we just move our body the least. We just sit somewhere, maybe in the office or in home, and we just become lethargic. We never go out for a walk if we have time even. So that makes our body less energetic and our life really dull and boring. So to avoid that, you must exercise it. Exercise not only makes your body strong, but it gives your life the freshness which you are striving for. It also releases happy hormones called dopamine, which is responsible for happiness. So, if you are feeling sad, you can do exercise in order to make yourself better or happy. But yeah, there is certain time in which you can only do exercise, the heavy ones. But you can certainly go for a walk. You can certainly do some stretching in any of the time. The next important thing is to do meditation. Meditation actually plays a very important role in this chaotic world. It really helps to calm our mind, to soothe our soul, and to connect to the spiritual being, or you can say universe. Doing meditation for a few minutes can do wonders in the life. As nowadays, we are so stressed for each and everything. We are so stressed due to this pandemic situation. We are very stressed of our workloads, anything. It could be anything. And it's the bitter truth that most of the time we are exposed to negative thinking or anxiety or fear. So meditation or mindfulness is the best way to combat it. Meditation not only calms the mind, soothes the soul, but it helps in fighting with the stress. It helps in making us even stronger emotionally, mentally. And one must do meditation in order to be mentally strong. Nowadays, meditation is not a choice, but it's a mandatory thing, and everyone should be doing that in order to have a healthy mind. As we are constantly exposed to the negative information or negative things all around, whether in the form of news, whether in the form of social media, or around ourselves in the form of people. So we need something positive, something more powerful to make us remain calm and composed and deal with all these negativities. And meditation is the most powerful tool through which we can attain that. And meditation brings our focus to the present moment, which we are avoiding since long. We only think about future and past, and we just forget that there is something called present, and we are certainly living in the present moment. We just forget that, and that creates reason. Meditation is not only important for mental well-beingness, but it also helps to increase self-awareness, and which can later benefit in different areas of our life. In order to have a successful and fulfilling life, we must be aware of the present moment, aware of self, what we actually want, and that could only be attained through meditation. And therefore, one must do meditation. And a saying goes like, what exercise is for body, meditation is for the mind. So simply, exercise makes our body fit and healthy, so does the meditation helps our mind to become healthy. And the third most important thing is that affirmation and visualization. The best time to do affirmation and visualization is after you wake up and before you go to the bed. These are the most important time at which you can do meditation. Just sit somewhere in a calm place and just think about what you really want or how you portray yourself to be, and repeat those things in your mind, or you can write it if you want. Writing is the best way through which you can inculcate this habit. You can simply repeat those affirmations. Suppose you want to have a happy life. Suppose you want to be happy, you want to have a positive outlook. So you can just sit there and close your eyes and just say those sentences like, I am a happy being, I am successful, anything, whatever you want in your life to be accomplished, just repeat those things in your mind, in your head, and feel that you are already having that. Just do those thing for a few days and you will eventually see the result. Just whatever you are telling, just think that you already have that, or you are actually living that kind of life, or you are actually having that personality. Like now I said, if you want to be happy, you can have an affirmation, I am a happy being. And just remember that it should be in a present tense, and you should feel from within that you are actually happy. Only then it can be fulfilled. You may practice this for a while and you will eventually see the result. And although you may feel in the beginning that it's just a lie, but if you keep on repeating it, your subconscious mind will adapt that and make that lie a reality. Just keep this in your mind and implement this. This is really going to help you. Just best way to do affirmation and visualization is just pick up the things which you actually want from your life or how you see your life to be, and just write it down somewhere in the copy each day if possible, or you can write it somewhere once and read those lines by feeling that you have already had that. And the next important thing is that journaling. Whatever you have set goal for, like if you want to do this for a certain within a certain period of time, or you want to accomplish that, so whatever it may be, it can be a yearly goal, it can be a daily goal, whatever it may be, just write it somewhere in a journal or maybe in a diary and just see that actually happen. It really happens. Suppose you are seeing your goal each and every day, your mind will really grasp that and you will work for that, and your mind will even force you to take step for it. So that is the best way to do journaling, and it will also make you arranged and customed. Like if you have a daily goal, so you will accomplish that in that day only, and whatever goal you have, just introspect is it that you are doing that or not. If you are failing to attain your daily goals or weekly goals, just have an outlook that why are you failing. Just try to find out the reason behind that and work on that. These are the certain things, certain basic and easy things which can be done to make the life a better one. And I have applied that in my life, and I suddenly say these are of really a great help. I have seen my life transforming by these few things, and it do not require much effort, much energy. It just need consistency. You have to do that on a consistent basis. It's not that if you do for one month, after that everything will be okay. No, it's not so. Once you stop doing that, again your life will be as previous one. So you have to be consistent enough to have a fulfilling life, or you whatever it may be. Just be consistent and you will have a very prominent life.